There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, you know, the aforementioned Jane Duker, she'll be here tomorrow in this hour. We got a Reardon Roundtable as we take you into the weekend, I believe. Yeah, I spoke with Steve Butts last night. Oh, I almost forgot something. Let me do this real quick before we get to Cash Patel, because I think people here in St. Louis might be interested. I cannot reveal who told me this, Steve Butts, but I do have a little indication of what happened at the SLU game. There's a story that was in the Post this morning. They didn't offer a lot of details as to what happened, but here's what I'm told. I will spread the rumors. I'm not so sure there shouldn't be a police report that is filed, and maybe there will. SLU says they're investigating. And if you missed this, this was the final few minutes. I didn't even know this yesterday when we talked about it. The game between Virginia Commonwealth and SLU, I guess, had to be delayed by a few minutes. I'm told that there is a player for VCU that was recruited by Travis Ford, the former coach of SLU, former Missouri Tiger as well. I was way back then in Columbia when he played for Mizzou. I was there. Then he transferred because we went on probation. He played for Kentucky. But good coach. He didn't quite succeed at SLU as a lot of us had hoped, but he recruited this kid. The kid didn't have the grades, and his mom was behind the bench, you know, because her son plays for VCU. There was a lot of chirping that went on, and then things got explosive. So, you know, words were exchanged. There was pushing and shoving. If you've seen the video, there was a dude that had a very bloodied face. And, you know, I wondered, and I don't know if I have a definitive answer to that, whether or not it's a situation where he was hit in the face. Was he punched in the face? Because apparently the mom of the player had a pretty big dude that was next to her. Was he punched in the face, or was he just basically caught up in the collateral damage? I honestly don't know if we know the answer to that, but that's essentially what I heard happened. He got pretty nasty. And I'm, you know, I don't know why there wouldn't be criminal charges that would be considered in that situation. All right, Cash Patel on Capitol Hill for his confirmation hearing today.
If confirmed as the next FBI director, I will remain focused on the FBI's core mission. That is to investigate fully wherever there is a constitutional factual basis to do so, and to never make a prosecutorial decision that is solely the providence of the Department of Justice and the Attorney General.
Sadly, something we can relate to here in St. Louis is violent crime.
Violent crime is exploding in this country, and we cannot afford them to allow it to run away. We must tackle violent crime. Just in 2023 alone, there was 100,000 rapes, 100,000 drug overdoses, and 17,000 homicides. The priority of the FBI, if I'm confirmed, will be to ensure that our communities are protected and safeguarded, and our children have parks to play in and not needles to walk over.
I do want to apologize. We have some issues with our audio that I'm detecting, and you probably are too, where the audio is skipping a little bit. And I had to cut out of the news conference from President Trump earlier. So I'm not sure how that might continue, but that seems to be an issue this afternoon. Senator Kennedy was on this panel today.
You've made a lot of people mad, haven't you, Mr. Patel?
Seems so, Senator.
You think maybe you've made the right people mad?
My FBI agents, the BRIC agents, told me when I was running cases with them across this country and around the world, if you're not ticking off some people, you're not doing your job right.
So he was asked pretty intensely today by the Democrat members of that panel, and some of them were just ridiculous, like Mazie Hirono. Ugh. I tweeted about her not too long ago because I don't know how anyone would even be able to spend 30 seconds in a room with her. She just makes me want to vomit when she asks questions. She did it last week with the confirmation hearings as well. But you know who knocked it out of the park for us this morning? Our own Senator Eric Schmidt with Kash Patel, because he played a little game of would you rather.
Would you rather the FBI prosecute and persecute parents who voice legitimate concerns at school board meetings, or should it investigate domestic terrorists who commit school shootings and threaten the lives of American children?
Absolutely investigate and prioritize the safety of our children and any actual and real domestic terrorists, as I've prosecuted in my past in the Obama Justice Department.
Let's stop right there, because this is a very important point, and I think our memories sometimes are a little too short when it comes to this. And I remember a situation with my own school district and our former superintendent, because they had a school board meeting in Rockwood, and they were all worried about the evil conservative parents, and they were trying to essentially tell people to rat them out and to call the FBI, as if local law enforcement couldn't do their job if something wasn't, you know, right. It was outrageous. And that's what that is a reference to. And the FBI was involved in that. And it's shameful.
Would you rather the FBI be weaponized by investigating presidential candidates, political opponents, spying on and wiretapping candidates' advisors? Or should the FBI get back to its core mission and get politics out of the FBI?
There should be no politics in the FBI. And having been a victim of the weaponization of law enforcement against me, I know what that feels like. And if I'm confirmed, I will make sure no American feels that sleight of hand ever again.
Yeah. So these are all real life examples of things that we have experienced here in the last 4 years with the Justice Department. Would you rather
the FBI target traditional Catholics as extremists? Or should the FBI focus on investigating actual threats posed to the American people by cartels pumping fentanyl into our communities through the southern border?
100,000 deaths due to fentanyl and drug overdoses in 1 year. I'd rather the FBI focus on that and save our children.
Would you rather the FBI ignore...
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When thugs threaten to harm and plot against Supreme Court justices? Or should the FBI actually investigate that and get to the bottom of it?
I'm so glad you brought that up, Senator. This body passed a law to protect our justices of the peace, including the Supreme Court, and every single justice of the peace deserves that enforcement of that law so they can do their duty.
Would you rather the FBI pressure social media companies into censoring conservative viewpoints, or should it focus on what the FBI should get back to, which is investigating interstate crimes that threaten the well-being of Americans?
No censorship. Let's focus on investigating interstate crimes.
One of the things that was interesting about this, and I will say this, you know, he broke with Trump on the pardons for January 6th, and I break with Trump on those. I don't think that those were all, you know, appropriate. I think some of them were, but I don't think the violent offenders should have been pardoned. And some of that is shameful. We have a situation where, and this came up in the hearing, you had President Biden who, you know, pardoned Leonard Peltier, who killed two FBI agents. Now, the dude, Dick Durbin, saying, well, he's in his 80s. He's not a threat to society. I don't care. He killed two FBI agents. But one more game here, one more round of Would You Rather with Eric Schmidt.
Would you rather the FBI raid the home of a former president and chief political rival, going through the first lady's personal belongings, spreading out documents on the floor staged, or should it raid the homes of terrorists who seek to harm citizens?
Let's let our men and women in law enforcement kick down the doors of terrorists and narco traffickers and pedophiles and put those people in prison where they belong.
I think he did a good job, even though he was attacked relentlessly by the Democrats on that panel. He handled himself well. There were some times, and I thought I had the Maisie Hirono bite, but she's just ridiculous trying to pin him on some stuff that didn't even really happen. Cash did very, very well, and I don't know what the numbers are for confirmation, but obviously most of these nominees aren't having a lot of trouble. Now, the one thing I do want to keep an eye on here is Tulsi Gabbard's up for confirmation this afternoon. I have not really heard how that's going. Oh, here's the Durbin stuff, right? Or here's Maisie Hirono. She's just ridiculous.
Hear your answer, yes or no. Did you make money?
I don't have
this
those financial
disclosures. This is my third and last time I'm going to ask you that question.
You have that information.
So you refuse to answer the question.
I answered 1,300 pages.
You are. No answer. And yet you spread dangerous misinformation.
Here's an idea. You know, if we want to really torture some terrorists down at Guantanamo Bay, I wouldn't waterboard them. I'd force them in a room with Maisie Hirono and maybe this person.
I can't wait until American women can't get blueberries for their smoothies.
Can you imagine how torturous that would be? Oh, my God.
Get more at 971talk.com.